Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, December 8th. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I am well. Thank you so much. OSU doing well, headed to the Alamo Bowl for the postseason.
We are. Congratulations to Coach Gundy and his staff and all the members of our team. Had a little bit of an unfortunate time in Norman last week, but the Alamo Bowl is a great destination for our team and our fans. We do a lot of recruiting in that area, so we're looking forward to coming back to the Alamo Bowl. We've been there 3 or 4 times.
Well, and of course, we're talking about bowl season. We're also talking about the end of another semester at OSU.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
We're holding commencement ceremonies this Friday and Saturday. We expect about 1,500 students to walk during the 3 ceremonies. That's a lot of hands to shake, but I always look forward to it. On Friday night, our graduate college commencement will be held. 2 undergraduate ceremonies then on Saturday, all held in Gallagher-Iba Arena. Of course, it's an exciting time for family and friends, and I know the graduates are excited to get their coveted degrees. Our commencement speaker for the 2 ceremonies on Saturday is Justice Stephen Taylor of the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Justice Taylor is an alumni of Oklahoma State University. He's retiring from the Supreme Court at the end of the year after a distinguished career of service to our state and the nation. In fact, Judge Taylor, when he was a district judge, was assigned the Terry Nichols case from the Oklahoma City bombing, which was a very difficult case, and Steve did his usual very able job there. He is in the OSU Alumni Hall of Fame, and I'm delighted he can offer our graduates his words of wisdom.
And Burns, this latest group of graduates includes members of the Honors College.
It does. Our Honors program is one of the best in the nation. In fact, it was recently rated as in the top 25 and is the top Honors program. It's rated the top Honors program in the state of Oklahoma. So the undergraduate ceremonies will include a number of honors graduates who will be wearing cords that signify their completion of the honors degree. The college, which is located in historic Old Central, the original building here at Oklahoma State University, has doubled its enrollment over the past 5 years. It's led by Dean Keith Garbutt. And our Honors College students really do complete a rigorous program and an undergraduate thesis before receiving their honors degree. So congratulations to all of them.
And finally, Burns, OSU is adding to its list of champions.
It is indeed. We're very excited to learn that our OSU horse judging team has captured another world championship honor. This is the 3rd in 5 years, and this is right on the following the meat judging team's national championship that we talked about last week. Our team was unbeaten this season and won first in every single division of the event. Dylan Price from Norris City, Illinois, led the way, and he won all the individual overall honors. Congratulations to Coach Stephen Cooper and the entire horse judging team.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.